Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 8.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant-at-Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative and Eagle Scout Eiler. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand and remain standing for the presentation of the colors by Scout Honor Guard reflecting those who are first responders.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Very proud to offer the prayer as the father and grandfather of Eagle Scouts also. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, please hear our prayer, and may we always praise your name. Please bless all these young people in the scouting movement, as well as all the adults that volunteer in scouting. Also, please bless the work we do in this body, that we may always do your will. Let us be ever mindful of the admonitions in the scout oath, as they say and as we say, on my honor, I'll do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, morally straight. In the scout law, a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Words we could all live by. We ask all this in your holy name, Lord, and ask for me and my family in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. And all God's people said, Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Members and guests will be seated. All scouts and scout leaders will remain standing as Representative and Eagle Scout Humphrey leads the scouts in the scout oath and the scout law.
Would all scouts and scout leaders please stand and join me in the scout oath and scout law? On my honor, I will do my best to do my duty to God and my country, to obey the scout law, to help other people at all times, to keep myself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. A scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. Two.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 7th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves that the journal for February 7th be approved as written. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the journal is approved as written. Introduction of bills and resolutions. The clerk will read.
Representative Raymond Smith, House Bill 38, School Calendar Flexibility, Certain School Systems.
Education, K-12, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Miguel Ralph and Eiler, House Bill 39, Adopt the Osprey Estate Raptor.
State and Local Government, Wildlife Resources, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Hollister, Faircloth, Quick, and Harrison. House Bill 40, NC Folk Festival Funds.
State and local government, if favorable appropriations, agriculture, and natural and economic resources, if favorable rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Lambert and Conrad, House Bill 41, Allison's Law, GPS Tracking Pilot, Domestic Violence Funds.
Judiciary, if favorable, Justice and Public Safety, Appropriations, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Destin Hall, House Bill 42, School Calendar Flexibility, Caldwell County.
Education, K-12, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Murphy, Lambert, and Humphrey, House Bill 43, Establish Standards for Surgical Technology.
Health rules, health, if favorable, Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, we will now proceed to the Boy Scouts state report planned for this evening. Representative Bell is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Having submitted a representative statement with the clerk, I ask that it be read upon its entirety, upon adjournment, and spread across the journal. I would also like to be recognized to speak on the statement.
Without objection, so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, I've submitted a representative statement honoring today's festivities in honor of the Boy Scouts of America, but not only just the Boy Scouts, but also scouts that have served our community in the military, but also as first responders and carrying out those duties. And I'm glad to have you with us tonight and glad to have everybody here supporting our scouts. Thank you.
The chair asks all members who are former scouts or currently scouters, or any members who are parents of an Eagle Scout, to retire to the rear of the chamber to escort the Eagle Scout, firefighter, and East Carolina student, Jordan Cornegay of Wayne County, Deputy James Silver of Edgecombe County Sheriff's Office, and Life Scout Beatty of Currituck County, to the well of the house.
Thank you.
Mr. Cornegay is recognized to provide the Boy Scout report to the state.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to begin by saying that it is an honor and a true privilege to be standing here before you in the House of the State of North Carolina. As mentioned, my name is Jordan Cornegay. I am an Eagle Scout from Troop 581 out of Goldsboro, North Carolina in Wayne County. In my limited free time, I volunteer with the Belfast Volunteer Fire Department as a firefighter and ride EMS part-time in Wayne County. Scouting played a large part in my decision to be active in the first responder community. But that was also supplemented by the influences from my family. My grandfather, Dr. Carnegie Sr., served the Mount Olive community as a family physician, as well as served as the medical director for the Mount Olive Rescue Service and Duplin County EMS. My mother was one of Wayne County's first paramedics, and my father, who's an ER physician, serves as the fire chief of the Belfast Volunteer Fire Department, the assistant medical director for the Wayne County EMS, and the medical director for the Wayne County Sheriff's Office SWAT Medic Program. Today, I not only get the privilege of representing the Boy Scouts of America, but also representing first responders. Scouting trains young people to face all facets of life, but especially the emergency responder. Scouting instills the values of leadership and service, and most importantly, staying calm under pressure. This year's report highlights several stories of scouts and scouters across our state who serve as emergency responders that are direct products of the scouting program. To my left, you'll see Deputy Silvers of Edgecombe County. Deputy Silvers' older brother got involved in gangs in the Rocky Mount area. Deputy Silvers chose a different path and got involved with the exploring post at the Rocky Mount Police Department and is now serving as a deputy in Edgecombe County. Luke Bryan, an Eagle Scout from Harnett County, serves as an EMT in Harnett County and the Dunn Rescue Squad and is a volunteer firefighter. As you can tell, scouting equips young people to quickly, calmly, and effectively respond in emergency situations. Scouting recognizes through its life-saving awards those who have responded to such a situation in their everyday life. For example, our host, Justice Newby, is a recipient of such an award for a water rescue. I'm also joined by a more recent recipient of the award, to my right, Mr. Ian Beatty of Currituck County, North Carolina. Ian is the recipient of the Scouting's highest special award, the Honor Medal. While attending a sailing program in Elizabeth City, Ian saw a boat capsize in a stormy Albemarle Sound. Ian swam without a life jacket over 150 yards to find a woman without a life jacket on, nearly unconscious. After securing her, Ian swam her, along with her watercraft, back to the shore, saving her life. It should also be noted that of the five other Boy Scouts that were on the boat ramp, Ian was the only one to go in the water. Therefore, ladies and gentlemen of the House, it is my distinct privilege to present to you, the members of this honorable chamber, the 2019 Boy Scouts Report to the State, honoring first responders and scouting across our great state. Thank you for the honor you've extended to me in presenting this report.
The chair appoints Representative and Eagle Scout Eiler to escort Jordan Cornegie, James Silver, and Ian Beatty to the rear of the chamber. The floor is now open for points of personal privilege relating to Boy Scouts. For what purpose does a member from Watauga, Russell, rise?
Mr. Speaker, I have submitted to the a representative statement with the clerk. Mr. Speaker, I've submitted a representative statement with the clerk, and I ask that it be read in its entirety upon adjournment and spread across the journal, and would like to be recognized to speak to the statement.
Gentleman is recognized to speak.
It is a privilege for my first statement in this chamber to be in congratulation of the great school system in Watauga County. An organization, third-party organization, Niche.com, has recognized Watauga County Schools as the second best school system in North Carolina, second only to Chapel Hill Carrboro Schools. And that recognition is not a surprise to any of us who live in Watauga County and who have raised our children in the mountains of this great state. It's a recognition that we know because our students, their families, our teachers, staff, administrators, the school board, and countless community groups work together to do a wonderful job for our students. My family can personally attest to this excellence. My wife was a teacher in the school system for 10 years, and our two daughters were privileged that they were able to be in those schools and be a part of the dedication of people who work, volunteer, advocate in the Watauga County schools. This dedication to children is not just their work, it's their passion. We live in challenging times for students in North Carolina, especially students in rural school districts, and Watauga County Schools is a model for the state, rising above the challenge to true excellence, and they demonstrate daily what can be done when people believe in investing in children and put that belief into work. Thank you.
Any other points of personal privilege relating to Boy Scouts? At this point, the chair would like to recognize all members who were scouts in their youth or who are currently scout leaders. The chair requests that all members who are scouts to please rise and remain standing. The chair requests that all members who are parents of scouts to please rise and remain standing. Chair further requests that all members who have ever participated or been involved with the Scouts to now please rise. I think it's safe to say that that's a great majority of this chamber that's standing, that's had some experience or worked in some way with Boy Scouts, an organization that relies heavily on a lot of leaders, and leaders are many leaders that have participated in Scouts, whether it's a Scout Master or other leaders. You know, we want to thank those. At this time, I'd like to extend the courtesies of the floor to Justice Newby. Looks like he may have left. The chair extends the courtesies of the gallery and requests that all scouts and scout leaders that are in the gallery to please stand. Thank you. Introduction of pages. If I could have the pages come down front. Oh, Justice Newby, I'm sorry. Just returned to the chamber. We've just extended the courtesies of the floor to Justice Newby. Thank you for being here. We want to welcome our pages. As the clerk reads your name, please raise your hand. The clerk will read.
Ashley Bradley, Stokes County. Sponsor, Representative Kyle Hall. Rashawn Holly, Wake County. Sponsor, Representative Darren G. Jackson. Grayson Murray, Johnston County. Sponsor Representative Donald McDowell White.
We want to welcome our pages this week. A nice opportunity to be in Raleigh this week, and we're hoping that you'll learn something about your state government. Take the time to get to know some of the members, ask questions. You'll have an opportunity to visit some of the committees and be here on the floor, and we just hope it's a memorable experience for you this week. Pages. Notices and announcements. For what purpose does a representative from Craven, Representative Speciale, rise?
For a moment of a point of personal privilege.
Gentleman has floor.
We lost a good man this week, and Congressman Walter Jones, and his arrangements have been made, and I just thought I would make them public for anybody that was interested. He will lie in repose at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Greenville from 4 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, and on Thursday at 1:30 p.m. he'll be at the church. A private burial will follow. Walter Jones was a fine congressman. He was a good man. He did what he said he was going to do. He went up there and he stood tall for North Carolina and for our district the way that he told us he would stand tall. And while some people, we're always going to have differences. We may not agree with everything. I'm sure there's people who don't agree with the way I do things. But that was humor. Tough crowd, I'm telling you. But he was a good man. He was a good congressman. I was proud to be one of his constituents and proud to call myself a friend. And rest in peace, Congressman Jones.
For what purpose does the representative from Brunswick, Representative Eiler, rise?
For announcement.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Appropriations Committee on Transportation will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in Room 1228/1327, and the subject is primarily Department of Motor Vehicles. Thank you.
For what purpose does a representative from Wayne, Representative Bell, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Republicans will caucus tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. Please check your emails for a location. Thank you.
For what purpose does a representative from Macon, Representative Corbin, rise?
For an announcement.
You have the floor.
State and Local Government Committee will meet Wednesday, 10 a.m. in 544. We have several bills to take up.
For what purpose does a representative from Scotland, Representative Pierce, rise?
Quiet with the chair.
You have the floor.
Do anybody know what bill will be in health tomorrow at 10 o'clock? The chairman here? The bill?
Would you repeat that?
What bill will be discussed in health tomorrow at 10 o'clock? Yep, health. Yes.
Do we have a committee chairman here? Representative White from Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We are meeting at 6:43. We will be getting a report from Secretary Cohen, and we will also be having a report from the Treasurer Falwell. 10 o'clock.
The Speaker makes the following committee assignments. The clerk will read.
Representative Clark is removed from Homeland Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs and added to the Committee on Regulatory Reform. Representative McGrady is added as the Vice Chair of the Appropriations Committee on Transportation. Representative Raymond Smith is removed from the Committee on Regulatory Reform and added to the Committee on Homeland Security, Military, and Veteran Affairs.
Representative Lewis is recognized.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February 12th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Eiler, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, February the 12th at 4:45 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
Clarification for the record on the introduction of bills and resolution. House Resolution 40, NC Folk Festival Funds, is referred to the State and Local Government Committee if favorable to Appropriations, Agriculture, Natural, and Economic Resources, if favorable to the Committee on Appropriations, and if favorable to the Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House Committee. House Bill 41, Allison's Law GPS Tracking Pilot DV Funds, is referred to the Committee on Judiciary, if favorable to the Committee on Appropriations, Justice, and Public Safety, if favorable to the Committee on Appropriations, if favorable to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Representative Russell is recognized to send forth a representative statement. A representative statement recognizing the Watauga County Schools. Whereas the Watauga County Schools is a public school district with 4,402 students located in Boone. And whereas recently the Watauga County Schools earned a ranking of the second best school system in North Carolina by the organization NEECH. And whereas NEECH gathers and analyzes public data to produce comprehensive rankings, reports, and profiles for every K through 12 school in the United States. And whereas NEECH also ranked the Watauga County Schools as the third best place to teach in North Carolina, as well as the best district for teachers. Now, therefore, the Watauga County Schools deserve to be congratulated on its rankings and recognized for its commitment to providing an outstanding academic environment for its students. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on the 11th day of February, 2019, submitted by Representative Ray Russell, signed by House Principal Clerk James White. And Representative John Bell is recognized for a representative statement of personal privilege. A representative statement honoring members of the Boy Scouts of America and in particular those scouts who have served in the military. Whereas the Boy Scouts of America was founded February 8, 1910 upon the promises of the Scout Oath to do one's duty to God and country, to help other people, and to keep oneself physically strong, mentally awake, and morally straight. And whereas the Boy Scouts of America was founded upon the Scout Law with its 12 principles of being trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent. And whereas the Boy Scouts learn valuable skills, including skills that will be helpful to scouts that go into military service. Many North Carolinian scouts have been called to serve our country in various branches of the military. As we honor the traditional values of scouting and those who seek to uphold them this year, we also particularly want to honor those scouts who have gone on to honorable military service to our country. Now, therefore, it is right to honor the rich heritage and the traditional values of the scouting and to give appreciation to the scouts who have demonstrated their commitment to improving the lives of the citizens of this state. And in particular, it is important to recognize and honor today those scouts who have honorably served in the United States military. Thank you, and may God bless all of you and all of your families. In witness whereof, the undersigned certifies that the foregoing statement was read in the House and placed upon the journal on this 11th day of February 2019, submitted by Representative John R. Bell IV and signed by House Principal Clerk James White. Special message from the Senate. The following special message is received from the Senate. House Joint Resolution 36, a joint resolution inviting His Excellency Governor Roy Cooper to address a joint session of the House of Representatives and Senate for concurrence in Senate Amendment Number 1 pursuant to Rule 36B. This is placed on the calendar for Wednesday, February 13th. House Joint Resolution 36 placed on the calendar for Wednesday, February 13th.